Tonight's episode of Unhinged Worlds will be narrated by Chris Barnes. Usually, you can expect the world to follow a certain pattern. Tuesday will follow Monday, and day will follow night. However, there are times where, for reasons unknown, the world simply doesn't behave as you expect it to, where it becomes unhinged. Scattered Sounds Productions proudly welcomes you to Unhinged Worlds, where anything can happen, and usually does.
The engine you hear is coming from the car of Paul and Liz Hewitt, a young married couple. Paul is behind the wheel. His wife, 6 months pregnant, sits beside him. They are on their way to Liz's mother's house. The car's back seat is packed with bags of groceries needed to make some special dishes for a church function. Paul and Liz are almost in the highway. Let's join them for the last sane moments either of them will know for a while.
We're going to be late.
That's why I'm taking the highway.
Will we be on time then?
We'll probably still be late, but not by much.
Mother's not going to like this. How'd we get to be running late?
It was your fault, honey.
My fault?
Don't you remember how many maternity tops you tried on before you settled on that blue one?
I don't.
5. You tried on 5 tops.
Thanks for keeping track. I don't even really like this one.
Then why are you wearing it?
Because it fits. Not many of my tops fit me anymore.
We'll buy you some new ones tomorrow.
I'm getting so fat.
You are not fat.
What do you call it?
Pregnant. I call it pregnant.
I'm still fat. Have you ever worn a maternity top?
I was thinking maybe for Halloween.
Sure. Make jokes. They bind. And I feel like I have enough fabric around me to cover a house.
Oh, no.
What?
Look in front of you.
Oh, great! A traffic jam on a weekend?
Traffic jams aren't 9-to-5 things.
Can we turn around and take the long way?
Nope. There's already traffic behind us. We're stuck.
We better get off at the next exit.
I'd love to, but I can't even get into that lane. Yeah, same to you, pal.
Paul, that's not a nice gesture.
It's a universal hand signal. He knows what it means. Great! We're stopping.
5 lanes of traffic and no one's moving. Unbelievable!
In Washington, D.C. This just in. We're getting calls about a worsening traffic jam on Route 495 North near Exit 12. Evidently, a tractor-trailer is jackknifed and spilled its load of eggs all over the highway. We're receiving word from the police that, while they are at the scene, they believe it will take some time to right the truck and clean up the mess. They're advising everyone to avoid that section of 495 for the time being.
I wish I'd thought to put that on earlier.
Why didn't you?
Because we were rushing to get to your mother's house.
I better call her. She'll worry. Where's your cell phone?
Right here.
Nothing's happening. The battery's dead.
It is?
When was the last time you charged this thing?
I don't know. Last week, maybe?
You probably left it on overnight. Great! We're stuck in this traffic jam with no way to reach Mother.
At least some good's coming out of all this.
That's not nice to say, Paul. What have you got against my mother?
Nothing. But she hates me.
She does not.
Compared to the perfect husbands your two sisters married, I'm just to the right of Pontius Pilate. What a crow.
Need I remind you that that crow will be babysitting our child. Your parents are all the way down in Florida.
Another thing for which I give thanks every day.
Paul!
Look, Liz, we're stuck here, and we're likely to be stuck here for a bit. We may as well relax. If there's any way I can get across these four other lanes of traffic and snag an exit, I will. You want me to put on some music? Whoa! Somebody's car backfired.
Honey?
Yes?
That wasn't a backfire.
What was it?
A gunshot.
What?
It was. Look in the rearview mirror. Do you see the blue Toyota behind us in one lane over?
Just barely. It's a tough angle from my side. Looks like the driver is white hair and glasses.
That's him. He shot someone who was sitting beside him.
Come on now.
He did. I saw him. And worse than that, I'm pretty sure he saw me.
Liz Hewitt has witnessed a murder, and the murderer has seen her. With the traffic jam so bad, the five lanes of cars are barely moving, creeping along at best. Paul and Liz can do little about the position of their automobile. At any given point, the killer could be right beside them, making for a perfect shot to rid himself of the only witness to his crime. And now, Mike Murphy's The Jam.
We have to get out of here.
I'm open to suggestions as to how.
He knows I saw him. He'll try to kill us to cover his tracks.
I know, but I can't do anything right now. I've got a guardrail to my left and four lanes of angry drivers between us and the nearest exit.
Paul, I'm scared.
Are you sure of what you saw?
You don't believe me?
I'm not saying that. I simply want to be certain of what we're dealing with.
I'm sure. I was looking in my side view mirror while you were talking. I noticed two people in the blue car. Both of them had white hair and big glasses. I thought, what an unusual contrast that was. White hair, blue car.
And then?
The man who was driving took out a gun, pointed it at the woman beside him, and pulled the trigger.
Where was he hiding the gun?
What are you talking about?
It's not easy, in a small space like a car, to hide something like that and pull it out when you need it.
I don't know where he hid it. Maybe it was in the armrest. Anyway, he had stopped because of the traffic. I don't think the old lady even saw it coming. She didn't put up any fight. How horrible. Oh, I wish you would charge this cell phone. We could call for help.
Well, we don't have the phone. We'll have to figure out something else.
Why didn't you charge it?
Look, Liz, we're in this together. If you're right about Whitey back there, then...
If!
Okay, you're right. Whitey's already killed once. I don't think he'd feel any remorse killing us to cover his tracks. We're in this together. There's no sense blaming one another. That will accomplish nothing.
You're right, honey. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do you think anyone else saw him kill her?
Maybe. If so, the police might already know what he did.
But how will they get to him with all this traffic?
Maybe they'll place cruisers at all the exits. In the meantime, we have to protect ourselves.
How?
Does Whitey have a license plate on the front of his car?
Let me look. Yes, he does.
Write it down.
On what?
Look in the glove compartment. We must have a pen and paper in there.
Here's a pen. I don't see any paper.
Isn't there anything?
Some napkins.
That'll do. Write down the plate number. We need to tell the police that.
It's tough to see it from here.
Put on your glasses.
I didn't bring them with me.
Why not?
Because they pinch. Besides, you're driving. I didn't think I'd need them.
Squint then. Just write down the plate number.
Okay, I can see it now. 557 JZA.
Is it a Massachusetts plate?
Yes, it has the same coloring as ours does.
Good. Don't lose that napkin.
I won't. Now what?
We need to get someone's attention.
Drive into the car in front of us.
What?
Or the one behind us. Either one will do.
Why would I do that?
The other driver will get out of his car so we can exchange papers. We can ask for his help.
He'll probably think it was a trick and stay in his car.
Isn't it worth a try?
I don't think we should. It'll only draw Whitey's attention to us. Besides, we can't get out of the car. We'd be sitting ducks in the open, and we'd be putting the other driver at risk, too.
I've got it. Can you pull up even to the car beside us?
I could try, but it's pretty stop and go right now. Why?
If I can get the driver's attention, maybe he can help us.
You expect someone else to willingly get involved in this?
I'm not going to ask for much. Maybe he could call the police. We're not certain they know about this yet.
I suppose it's worth a try. Be careful. Don't lean out the window very much. You don't want to give Whitey a target. What are you doing?
I'm writing help on one of these napkins. If I can't get the driver's attention, maybe this will.
There. That's as close as I'm going to get without hitting the car in front of me.
It'll have to do. Oh no, his window's rolled up.
Wave your sign. Yell at him. Whatever it takes.
Over here! Hello? Please, open your window!
What is it?
The sign says help. What's up, lady?
Oh, thank God, you have to help us.
What's wrong?
What is it, Harry?
That's what I'm trying to find out, Velma.
There's a man back there who wants to kill us.
Huh? Back where?
About four cars back from you. He's got a gun.
He does?
Listen to her, man. She's telling you the truth.
He's already killed someone. He knows that I saw him do it.
She sounds nuts to me.
Me too. That kind of stuff doesn't happen around here.
It did.
I swear it did.
What is this? Candid camera? One of those gotcha TV shows?
Of course not.
We're gonna be on TV.
I'm not lying. We need your help.
I don't want to get involved with nothing weird. I've got my wife and kids in the car.
Please, you have to.
No, I don't think so.
Do you have a cell phone?
Sure we do. Who doesn't nowadays?
May I borrow it just for a second?
What?
Don't give it to her, Harry. She'll just keep it and they'll drive away.
How are we going to do that? We're in a traffic jam, for crying out loud.
I can't let you use the phone, lady.
That's telling her.
Could you please call the police?
The cops?
Yes, the police. Haven't you been listening to my wife?
I have, but she doesn't make any sense.
Call 911. Tell them there's a man back there who's killed someone. She's probably lying dead on the floor beside him right now.
You're nuts, lady.
Put up the window, honey.
I'm with you.
Please, please, he has white hair and glasses and he's driving a blue Toyota. Please! That worked out well.
It'll give Harry and Thelma something to talk about tonight.
If we get beside anyone else, I'll try again.
I think you'll find the world is full of Harrys and Thelmas.
I suppose you're right.
If I could only move one lane over, that would put Whitey behind us. We'd be safer.
It looks like the traffic is starting to move a little.
It is. Just a bit.
Which means Whitey could be right beside us soon.
Yes.
Do you think he'd try?
I don't know.
The woman he shot, the one in the passenger seat, who do you think she was?
His wife, maybe? You said she had white hair and glasses, too.
I did. She may have been about his age.
Then I'd guess his wife.
Oh, Paul, that could be me.
Not if I can help it.
But we're stuck here. If Whitey comes up beside us...
We're not done for yet. There must be something we can do. Can you see him?
Yes. He's about three cars back and to the right. With the traffic starting to open up, he's gaining on us.
I was afraid of that. Who's beside us now? Could they be of any help?
It's a bunch of teenagers. They're singing along to something and their windows are rolled up. I doubt I could even get their attention.
Maybe we'll be across from someone better soon.
How long have we been stuck in this jam? It feels like forever.
It's been about 30 minutes.
Mother must be worried. Paul, do you know anything about guns?
Not much. Why?
I'm trying to figure out when Whitey will reason he has a good shot lined up.
I don't know. I've been thinking he might not shoot.
Why's that?
How could he get away with it? Someone's bound to see him fire at us.
Someone probably saw him kill his wife, too, but the world is full of Harrys and Thelmas. He's coming closer. He's only a car or two behind us.
Get down.
What?
Get away from the window. Crouch down so he can't see you.
How about you?
I still have to drive, but I'll get as low as I can. Get down.
All right.
You okay down there?
I've been better.
It shouldn't be. The traffic opened up some. Hang on, honey. Are you okay, Liz?
Shake it up, but okay. How about you?
I'm fine. The bullet shattered your window and went through the windshield.
It barely missed you.
You don't have to tell me that.
Oh, honey.
Can you see Whitey?
Yes, he's four or five cars behind us.
Then we should be safe for now.
It's a good thing traffic opened up when it did.
And how?
Do you think anyone saw him shoot us?
We can't know. We have to assume we're on our own. With the traffic starting to ease up, I'm worried that he'll follow us off the highway.
All the way to Mother's house?
We won't go to your mother's house. I'll have to lose him on the side road somehow.
Paul, up there!
Where?
To our right and a few cars up. It's a police car!
It is!
We have to get beside him. He'll help us.
That's easier said than done.
Then stop the car and let me out.
On a highway?
The traffic's barely moving. I'll run up to him and get help.
No way. If you step out of this car, Whitey will have a clear shot.
But we have to get his attention. It's the only chance we have.
I've got it. How's your throwing arm?
What?
Open up the glove compartment again.
Why?
Trust me. Is there anything good and heavy in there?
There's a flashlight.
Get it out.
Okay.
Do you think you can hit the cruiser from here? That should get the officer's attention.
I can certainly try. I did play softball in high school.
I can get a little closer. There.
Here goes. Yeah! Darn! Just missed!
Is there anything else in there? I could probably get a little closer in a minute.
Nothing!
Try the cell phone.
But...
It's not doing us any good now.
Good point. Here she goes. Yeah! Oh, so close! Hold on. We have all of Mother's groceries in the back. There must be some things we can use. Okay, I found some things that should work.
Where's Whitey?
He's still a few cars behind us.
Direct hit! That should get his attention. More! Another hit!
Why isn't he stopping?
What else do you have?
This small sack of flour?
Go for it.
Away she goes!
Direct hit! It burst all over the cruiser! Oh, that did it!
The cop's getting out. He's coming this way.
What's going on?
Officer, get down!
What are you...
There's a man with a gun back there. Get down!
Where?
The white-haired man with the blue Toyota.
I'll get him.
Be careful!
Okay, mister, turn off the car, put up your hands, and step out. You're under arrest. My thanks to both of you for taking the time to come down to the station.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saving us. I'm sorry we had to mess up your cruiser.
Oh, that's okay. It was actually a pretty ingenious way to get my attention.
Was the woman in the car dead, officer?
No, I'm afraid she was. Mr. Bainbridge shot her in the heart.
Is that his name?
Yes, Leonard Bainbridge. The dead woman was his wife, Henrietta.
Has he mentioned why he did it?
Insurance money. From what he's confessed, his idea was to drive to a crime-ridden neighborhood and shoot his wife and himself, his wife fatally. Then he'd dispose of the gun and say that they were attacked by some hoods who shot the both of them and ran off.
Thereby collecting his wife's insurance money.
Exactly.
Why did he kill her during the traffic jam instead?
We're not certain of that yet. Our theory is that Mrs. Bainbridge would have noticed they weren't heading home, and thereby threatened her husband's plan. Killing her early got rid of any possible trouble before Mrs. Bainbridge could object.
But then they got caught up in the traffic jam.
Right. Bainbridge had no idea it was such a mess. He thought traffic would start moving at any time and he could go about his plan to collect the insurance money.
That's horrible.
I agree, Mrs. Hewitt. Fortunately, you saw what happened, and we were able to catch him.
No one else had notified the police?
No, I suppose no one else wanted to get involved.
Harry's and Thelma's.
What was that?
Nothing.
Well, you two have certainly had an ordeal.
You could say that again.
That was one heck of a traffic jam we were all stuck in, wasn't it?
Oh, we were in a jam, all right. The kind of jam I hope never to be in again.
You have been listening to Unhinged Worlds. Tonight's episode, The Jam, was written by Mike Murphy and produced by James Sedgwick. Featured in our cast was Julie Hoverson of Weality Productions as Liz Hewitt, Ranald LaBeouf as Paul Hewitt, H. Keith Lyons as Harry, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard of Gypsy Audio as Thelma, Joe Stofko as the police officer, and Kim Giannopoulos as the newscaster. Our narrator was Chris Barnes. Music by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. The Unhinged Worlds theme was composed and performed by David Krause. Sound effects were found at the Free Sound Project. Sound and mastering by Jimmy Jam. This program is copyright 2011 by James Sedgwick for Scattered Sounds Productions under the Creative Commons license. This is James Sedgwick, inviting you to join us next time for Unhinged Worlds, where anything can happen, and usually does.